All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. My name is Sanjeev Advani. I'm here to bring you real estate property management and construction news to help you invest over the long term and increase those returns, learn more about the markets. Today, we're going to be going into interest rates. Because everybody is so worried about interest rates today, we felt like it would be good to kind of give a little bit of perspective, at least my perspective on how that works. And so today, it really is really interesting because you have people who are alive who saw double-digit interest rates and thought that was a good interest rate to get at the time, right? So very interesting, because now you're seeing people at 8%, 7%, 6% who are like, whoa, I would never buy a house, right? Now, obviously, there are factors to take into account there, because when you're buying a $40,000 house at 10% interest, it looks a lot different than when you're buying a $400,000 house at 10% interest, right? So there are factors to take advantage or to look at, and there are things that we want to be able to kind of compare and contrast, if you will, to be able to see if this is something that we want to be doing. So, for example, right now, when we look at the current market, generally, when you're going to purchase properties, especially if it's an investment property, you are going to have to pay even more than the already quote unquote high interest rates that are out there. Right? Because at, let's say 7% for a regular mortgage, you're going to have to pay about a point more than that. So close to 8% for that investment mortgage, let's say. Now, if we're paying 8% for that investment mortgage, that really hurts as far as when you're looking at, well, how is this payment versus a few years ago when I was paying 4%, 5% for that same mortgage, right? The difference, though, is that when you look at your mortgages, you're also looking at real estate investing, and you're looking at it over a period of time. So when you look at buying a property or investing into a property, you aren't just looking at, okay, I'm going to buy this property, I'm going to be able to turn this property over next year, right? That's generally not a great way to invest in real estate. And so generally what happens is, okay, well, over time, that property starts to look really good. So now if we take an approach of, let's say, 5 or 7 years, 10 years on the hold time, we want to look at, well, what does that interest rate do? And what is that mortgage worth after that 5, 7, 10 years, right? Because we still have 5, 7, 10 years of inflation that offset the amount that that mortgage is, right? Because the mortgage, let's say, is $400,000 today. $400,000 today is not going to be $400,000 in 10 years or in 7 years or in 5 years, right? So there is going to be devaluation because of the appreciation of the dollar, the inflation of that dollar, which is going to make things a little bit more expensive, which also means that that mortgage is going to kind of look a little bit cheaper in the next 5, 7, 10 years. And because of that, we oftentimes can say, okay, well, this does look good over that period. However, if we are looking in a 1, 2, 3 year, excuse me, time slot, then it can be very different as far as whether we think this is a good investment or not, right? The other thing to look at is, again, real estate over the short term, which is how a lot of people look at investments, right? A lot of people look at investments by 1, 2, 3 years, quarterly, monthly, especially in today's like instant environment, right? Where you can just get on and trade and get it and get out in a second and a half, and everybody can do this. And it's free, right? We're basically free. You know, it looks very different when you are talking about, okay, now I have to hold on to this property for 5, 7, 10 years before this thing looks really nice. So over the long run, though, the inflation is going to help assets grow in price, right? And so that obviously is going to help out as far as how this property is valued over time. Now, on top of that, you have this mortgage, which is being affected by inflation as well, because the mortgage amount is not going up, just the home value is going up. So your home value goes up, your mortgage amount is kind of being taken away by inflation, meaning it's not, you know, kind of making as big of an impact. And then simultaneously, you've been paying this mortgage, either you are or somebody else is. And if that is the case, then that mortgage is also getting paid down. So you're getting that money paid back towards you. Yes, the bank is making a really good living on this, but you are also getting that mortgage being paid down as well. So that really helps over the over time to be able to force that kind of appreciation or good investment value, right? So the other thing too is, well, yeah, we're going to wait until rates go down. The thing is if you look at the charts, there is pretty much an inflection point where there is a best place for people to be able to afford the home that they're buying for the most amount of home that they can buy, right? And so generally that place is going to be about 5.5-6% as far as interest rates are concerned. And so if the market's going to be a little bit hot, we're going to be above that 5.5-6%. If the market's going to be a little bit not hot, then we're going to be below that 5.5-6%. Now, the thing is because there's so much demand and there's so much pent-up demand over this time from being able to, purchase homes to seeing incomes go up to having people be able to get into these new higher price homes, as soon as those interest rates come down, even just a little bit, you're going to start to see that buyer's demand come back in. And because of that, then prices are going to increase because demand is going to go up while supply is not going to go up as much because a lot of these buyers are locked in at that previous 2-4% rate. And so if they were to sell today, they're not really going to have anywhere else to go. So if you are able to hop in, right, then essentially that could be a good thing because then when the rates do come down, now you can refinance and you can take advantage of that lower rate, but you don't have to fight these people for higher priced properties at the same time, right? So that kind of makes you think of, okay, how can we look at real estate investing to be able to make a little bit more sense over the long term? The other thing too is just like I said, right? When rates come down, right? When rates come down, you're going to be competing with other people who can now afford that home. Versus today, you may be able to afford that home, but the guy next to you may not be able to afford that home. At a 5% rate, that buyer may be able to afford that home now. You also can afford that home. So you two will now be competing for the same home. Right. Therefore, more competition keeps prices high. And if you're looking at it from an investment perspective, you want less competition to be able to say, okay, I can get in, I can do what I need to do. So then I can take the returns on the backside. Right. Now, also, you have to look at taxes. Right. So you do get a benefit from having interest on your taxes. Right. These are things that you get to kind of write off and you get to kind of expense out, if you will. And so that does help you if you do have a specific income level as well, right? And so looking at all of these different factors, this is why a lot of people talk about real estate. It's always a good time to buy as long as you buy right. Because if you do that, then over time, you're going to be able to capitalize on that investment. Today, it may be a very different investment strategy than it was 5 years ago. 5 years ago, it was, hey, go buy this property as long as it makes money at 3%, you're always going to be good, right? Today, it may be that, well, go buy this property at 8% because there's not a lot of people competing for it. So you can get it at a cheaper price. And then when those rates do go down to 5% and everybody is competing for it, you can go and sell it for a profit or you can refinance it at the lower interest rate and increase your cash flow. So there is a way to make money. And it's just that you have to look at it in different factors and see how is everybody going and how is everybody, moving forward, right? And so that's really important when you're looking at kind of investing, right? You don't just want to be looking at, okay, this is how we're going to do it. We need to wait for this, that, and the other. You want to look at, okay, well, where is the opportunity in the market and how can I take advantage of that? And thank you for watching. If you have watched to this point, please hit that like, please hit that subscribe button. We want to bring you content that definitely provides value over time. If we're doing that, please hit those two things. And if we're not, please leave a comment. Let us know what could we be doing better. Is there any other content that you do want to see that we're not producing? And we can go from there. All right. Thank you. And we'll see you on the next one. Take care.